Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Implied. This is October 12th, 2025. Glad you're here, because Qualcomm's juggling some serious highs and lows right now. Here's the headline. China just said Qualcomm admitted it bought Autotalks, an Israeli chipmaker, without notifying regulators. That's a direct hit under China's antitrust rules, and given how sensitive Beijing is about foreign tech, that's no small slip. The stock's down about 7% in a few days, sitting near $153. Why it matters? China's one of Qualcomm's biggest markets. If regulators get aggressive, it could mean fines or restrictions on deals, and that's the last thing they need while trying to reinvent the company. Because make no mistake, Qualcomm is reinventing itself. It just bought Arduino, the open-source electronics platform, and Alphawave Semi in the UK for about $2.4 billion. Add in the new Snapdragon X2 Elite laptop chips, 3-nanometer up to 5 gigahertz, and you can see the shift. They're betting on AI PCs, automotive, and data centers, not just phones. Of course, there's a catch. That old no license, no chips policy is back in court, a £480 million lawsuit in the UK, so the legal clouds are still hanging over them. My read? Qualcomm's playing offense in AI while regulators circle. If they navigate the China probe and prove the Arduino bet builds a real developer base, the pivot might just work. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss a new episode. This was Implied. It's not investment advice. Until next time, cheers.